This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Bernstein and Harris.
Bill, you're on the score.
Dan, I don't always like you, but I seem to lean your way most of the time.
Middays, Tyndall 2.
Thanks. Well, great.
We have 7 on the clock, 19 seconds to go. Harden against Collins. Harden comes up shooting. Bam!
Wow.
Oh, no! It goes to Kobe White. Kobe, topside from 35 feet. Good. Nice job by Kobe.
Yeah.
31 minutes. That's his fourth triple. And the ball game is over. And the Clippers come away with a win, 122 to 117.
All right, well, that's great. The problem is the Nets lost. The Raptors lost. The Sixers lost. Those teams are better at trying to maximize their draft capital than the Bulls are. And that's too bad.
What do you want, Dan?
I've been very clear.
Tell me what you want between now and the end of the season.
I would like for them to lose as many games as possible.
Okay. To what end?
To get the best possible chance at a top four pick this year.
What do you see that as being? How high do you think they can climb in the tankathon standings? Because here's why I'm asking you now to clarify that. Because when you look at the standings and you see that it's not in a vacuum, there are obviously other teams, quote unquote, chasing, what is it called? Capture the flag this year? You know, every year we got to have a nice cliche to go with it. But as of right now, they have the eighth worst record in the NBA, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can get to 6 by my calculations because they have 23 wins. The Brooklyn Nets have 21 wins. And the Sixers, in their current 9-game losing streak, have 20 wins. So they are 3 wins better than the Sixers. They are 2 wins better than the Nets. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they can get to 6 in theory.
Okay, great.
If they lose more.
Great.
Here's the problem. Right ahead of them right now, with one more win than them, is the San Antonio Spurs, who have lost 4 in a row and don't have the services of one super sophomore, Victor Wembanyama.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to lose more games.
Yep.
Ahead of them are the Portland Trailblazers, who have 26 wins. Now, luckily, they've won 3 in a row. The Blazers are closer to a play-in spot than they are to the Bulls. You got that? Over in the Western Conference. The Phoenix Suns only have 27 wins. The Heat only have 27 wins. So the Bulls, if they start winning games at a, let's say, 1 out of every 4 rate, could potentially catch more teams and end up with maybe the 10th or 11th worst record. And that would be...
I think it's got to be worse than a 250 winning percentage, though.
Right. Yes, they need to lose more than 3 out of every 4 games the rest of the way.
Right.
There's 23 games left. You want them to lose, let's say...
all of them.
18.
I want them to lose all of them.
But realistically, are you benching Billy Donovan? Is that a thing that can happen?
I'd like to figure out some way to make this team less competitive.
The only reason I say that is because if you look at their last 4 games, they've been in every game. It's been close.
I know.
They've only won one. You're kind of lucky they've only won one game.
Way too close.
But you said it's dinner theater, right?
I'm saying they think that. I'm not saying I want that. I want them to lose every game.
I have bad news. They're not going to lose every game.
I know.
They're also going to win some games coming up. You know how we talk about playout games? The Raptors have 18 wins. They've created some separation. But they kind of need to lose their next game tomorrow against the Raptors.
It's worth two.
Yeah, because it's the Raptors. It's worth two.
That's why that game against the Sixers was a disaster.
Now they're 2.5 games above the Sixers. And
yes.
Sixers aren't getting closer.
That's over.
Yeah, they've probably been knocked out.
They passed you.
So now it's down to them and the Brooklyn Nets for the play-in spot. You know AK wants to see this team go to the play-in tournament.
I don't understand why.
Probably because they're in the postseason for another year.
This is the disconnect. This is what makes no sense. And I thought when they traded for a bunch of journeymen that maybe those guys wouldn't necessarily be interested. But here we are. Trey Jones, Zach Collins, Kevin Huerter, as Billy Donovan says, all making an impact.
All three of those guys have been great. You know, the first thing is they're great guys. I do think, you know, sometimes situations present themselves where maybe opportunities aren't there for someone, you know, like Zach that's playing the center spot in San Antonio, and they've got obviously Victor. It's, you know, it can be challenging, but it doesn't take away from him being a good player. And, you know, he wasn't maybe playing a lot earlier, and then, you know, Vooch goes down, it creates an opportunity for him, and, you know, he's really responded and played well. I think Kevin's a guy that, you know, I think the more and more you watch him play, he's got a lot of different things that he can do besides shoot the basketball, and I think it probably took him a little time just to get his legs under, feel comfortable. But he's shot the ball well here, you know, since the break, which has been great. And Trey's like a really, really heady point guard, doesn't really turn it over, you know, and he knows, you know, the shots that he should be taking, and, you know, he generates good looks for other guys, and then I think just defensively he's a guy that can pick up full. So I think all three of those guys have added, without question, to our team.
Oh, I know. I've watched them add to the team. I don't know how interested they were going to be in playing this hard, but yeah, I mean, ideally, can we just send Billy on vacation for a while and like let Benny the Bull coach the team?
You think that's the answer?
Yeah, it's just, you know, I keep saying, damn, Billy and his stupid good coaching is going to make this team further away from winning a title.
So, you know, Josh Giddey, our favorite bantered about Bull, has now four straight 20-point double-doubles, right? And it's unique because he says, I'll give you double-digit rebounds tonight. And the next time I was like, I'll give you double-digit assists. Over his last four games, Dan, 24.3 points per game on 58% shooting from the field. But that's not the stat. Here's the stat. You ready? What would you guess he's shooting from three over the course of the last four games?
Josh Giddey?
Yeah.
Oh, the last four games? It's got to be like 58%.
Or 78%.
Okay, yeah. Like he's been crazy.
He's making 3.5 out of every 4.5 threes. Now, that was a knock on his game in OKC is that he couldn't shoot, right? He wasn't a great...
Yeah, I think he's up to like 38% on the season, isn't he?
Yeah, he's averaged 24.3 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists per contest his last four games. This year, he's shooting 38% from three. He had never shot above 33.7% from three. That is a problem because the man with the money is going to have to pay him now more money at the end of the season. And I cannot see a situation in which Arturis Karnišovas trades away Alex Caruso and opts for this young player, the 21-year-old, over a number one draft pick,
yeah, but
and then gets to the end of the season and says, we're just going to let you walk.
Well, we'll see. It's just a stretch of games, and I think Giddey is a classic empty calories player. I think he's a stuffer of a box score on a bad team. I think this is kind of what he does, is that somebody's got to do all this stuff. He plays the minutes. His flaws are too much for me.
Can you put on the AK Virgil glasses?
I'm not AK, and AK is going to get fired if this doesn't get better.
This group is really good.
I'm not going to think like him. I'm going to think like me in this case, and that is, this is not a serious player. This is not a winning player.
What's the number on the offer sheet that's too high for you? Since you're not AK, you're Dan Bernstein.
That's too high for me in context.
Four years. How much are you giving him? And saying, yes, we will match.
I'm not sure I'm going to be interested in giving him anything.
Oh, so if he's available for $15 million a year, you wouldn't pay that?
I'd think about it. But it's some of what he does. If you look at how he comes out in total value, he's a great fantasy player. He's an incredible fantasy player.
Yes.
He's just not that valuable a basketball player because of the number of turnovers, because of the number of times he takes like these weird off balance floaters. He can make some spectacular passes. He's an amazing inbounds passer, but if he's motivated to play defense now because he's trying to make money, I get it. I don't trust him to continue to play defense. I don't trust him to continue to get better at it. And I think that these are soft numbers that he puts up on bad teams.
Let me give you a quote he gave Joe Cowley of the Sun-Times when asked about his recent play and what he's focused on for the rest of the season, knowing that it's a contract year. Quote, "I'd be lying if I said I wasn't thinking about it. Every player in the league thinks about it, but I don't let it impact what I do on the floor. I don't come out here with any preconceived ideas of how I want to play or the numbers I want to put up to earn X amount of dollars or whatever it may be." That's Josh Giddey talking about his future. But man, he's got the pedigree as a former top 10 pick in the NBA draft. He's putting up the numbers. And it'd be different. I understand what you're saying about the empty calories. It would be different if he was doing this in Bulls blowouts. As you know, he's not doing it in Bulls blowouts. He's doing it in games in which the Bulls are competitive and putting on that compelling dinner theater that we talk about.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Out. Yeah, I'm not in this for dinner theater.
I understand that. But if you're Michael Reinsdorf or you're Arturis Karnišovas and you attend these games and you see the stands are full and people are cheering and they're holding their last breath all the way to the final minute of a game.
You know what it cost to get in that game last night?
How much?
What do you think?
To get in? I'll say 20.
10.
Okay, 10.
That's starting to matter.
Okay. But that's the resale value.
I'm just saying.
They were bought at the price, and then...
But still, the get-in price is something to watch. You're talking about... I mean, I know it's $3 in New Orleans. Like, that team knows how to do it.
$2. Well, it's also New Orleans. Since Hurricane Katrina, the population has declined by, like, what, 30, 40%?
But if you're talking about if they get Cooper Flag...
That's problematic.
With Trey Murphy and with guys that have come back from injuries on that team?
Herbert Jones.
I'm telling you, they're a problem.
Jordan Hawkins.
That's how you shooters. Do it. That's how you do it.
Or if San Antonio gets... Let me be very clear. If San Antonio gets Cooper Flag, it's run it back, Robinson.
That's how you do it.
And those guys with De'Aaron Fox. Yeah, that's... Whew.
Yeah, I'm really not looking at anybody on this current Bulls roster as being a materially important player with the possible exception of Matis Buzelis.
Yeah, in your eyes, Matis Buzelis is the only guy that would still be here when the Bulls are again good. Like, yeah, good, and, like, and top six in the East or top four even in the East, ready to make a charge at a playoffs, like one guy away from making a charge at a title.
And I like Buzelis, but I am not with those who believe he's necessarily on trajectory to be a star.
Right, he could be an important player. If he could be the third or fourth best player on a championship contender, okay, sign me up for that. Meanwhile, Josh Giddey, I could see him being the fifth or sixth best player on a contender.
And then if you want to put a price on that and say, hey, it's worth it at 15 or it's worth it at 18, I know it sounds like a lot of money, but it's not.
But the show that we do after we find out his destination, and if it turns out it's Chicago and it's $30 million per year, people's heads are going to explode.
Well, yeah, and some should roll as well. When we come back, it is time for High Noon, and I just want to remember Gene Hackman a little bit as we're getting some reports as to how suspicious the deaths of Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog may actually be. That's next.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.